Planned Parenthood is suing the state of Wisconsin. The organization wants more medical professionals allowed to prescribe abortion-inducing pills. The state has argued its laws are constitutional and shouldn't need to change. This is The Morning Show. I'm Keely Boltina in for Kate Archer Kent. This isn't a debate about the ethics of abortion. It is a conversation about access and the Constitution. And we welcome you to join in. 800-642-1234 is the number you can call to weigh in here. Perhaps you have experience in this area. How do you see access to abortion changing in the coming years? What is it like in your part of Wisconsin? 800-642-1234, or you can email us at ideas@WPR.org. Mike Murray is the Vice President of Government Affairs and External Relations for Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin. He's also the Executive Director of Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin, which is the nonprofit organization's advocacy arm. Mike, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thanks, Keely, so much for having me.
Your organization filed this lawsuit at the beginning of 2019. What was the reason?
Well, the reason that we filed this lawsuit is because we believe that these three provisions in state law unconstitutionally and unnecessarily hinder the ability of patients to access abortion care when they need it in the state. And these laws are an actual hindrance on the health and safety of the patients that we serve around the state of Wisconsin.
And your quick list of those three facets of it are what?
So the three separate statutes that we are challenging are what's called the physician-only restriction, which only allows physicians to provide abortion care in the state of Wisconsin, even though there are other advanced practice clinicians that routinely provide identical types of treatment and care for other medical care, both in Wisconsin, and then there are other states as well where these other types of advanced practice clinicians actually do provide abortion care. There's also the same physician restriction, which requires patients to see the same physician at both state-mandated abortion care visits that they have to go to. And then the physical presence restriction, which basically bans the use of telemedicine for medication abortion care.
Let's walk through each of those because we can start with the last one, the physical presence restriction. How has COVID-19 given additional context to this part of the conversation for you?
Well, I think COVID-19 is a really good example about how this restriction really impacts the access to care that patients have in the state. So as most folks are probably aware, COVID-19 has really magnified the importance of having telemedicine as an option for patients to access the health care that they need. COVID-19 has sort of magnified the existing inequities that we see in our healthcare system for communities and individuals that have traditionally had difficulty accessing care and experience significant healthcare disparities in our states. So that's people of color, people with low incomes, and people living in rural areas already face significant barriers to accessing care. And COVID-19 has just further magnified that. So one of the things that we have done at Planned Parenthood is tried to make sure that folks have the opportunity to access our family planning services via telehealth. And that's been a really successful way to ensure that folks are still able to access the care that they need. Unfortunately, state law prohibits the use of telemedicine for medication abortion care, which even in normal times greatly restricts patients' access to that care, and only further does so in times of COVID-19.
And medication abortion is exactly what it sounds like. It requires medicine as opposed to some sort of surgical procedure. And yet people who do think that a doctor should be physically present when those pills are handed out say medical abortions don't come without risk. And so you need the observation of a physician there. How do you respond?
I would say that if folks really believe that was a necessary restriction for this type of care, then our laws would actually reflect that. The fact is that our physician only restriction and the same physician restriction and the physical presence restriction are only applicable to abortion care. There are plenty of other identical medical procedures where there is not a state mandate that the same physician be present when the medication is dispensed. So for example, what a lot of folks might be familiar with is early pregnancy loss care, or what for most some folks might say call miscarriage management. You use the same identical medication regimen to provide that type of care. And there is not a state statute that requires that a physician be present, the same physician be present when that medication is handed out for the exact same type of medical care.
And what it sounds like you're talking about is when a fetus dies, when a pregnancy can't continue, but the woman's body doesn't get rid of it on its own. And so you prescribe medicine to the woman so that she doesn't develop infection, things like that. Is that what you're referring to?
That's exactly right. So the same medication that is prescribed for a medication abortion is the same medication that would be prescribed for early pregnancy loss.
We're talking about abortion access in Wisconsin with Mike Murray. He's Vice President of Government Affairs and External Relations for Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin. Did you try to have an abortion but had trouble locating a clinic that could help? What obstacles did you run into in finding information? You can give us a call at 800-642-1234. What does access to abortion look like in your part of the state? Do you think that matters? 800-642-1234. Mike, let's talk about the fact that Wisconsin allows doctors to provide medications that induce abortions. Your suit and what you've said here, it references the idea that nurse practitioners and nurse midwives should be able to, too. Why?
Because nurse midwives and nurse practitioners are actually qualified to provide that type of care. And as I stated earlier, they actually do provide that type of care in other contexts in the state of Wisconsin. So in regard to early pregnancy loss. And also in other states, those types of advanced practice clinicians actually do provide medication abortion care to patients directly.
And that other restriction you target is this requirement that women seeking an abortion with medication see the same doctor for two visits. Why do you think that this is against the Constitution?
Well, again, this restriction is a restriction that is unique to abortion care, and it singles out this type of medical care that women across the state absolutely need access to, and creates a completely medically unnecessary restriction to accessing that care. When say, for example, when I go to the hospital for a heart condition, and I see a cardiologist on day one who prescribes me a medication for that heart condition, but then I have to go to a follow-up appointment the next day for further examination and to receive the medication I was prescribed. I absolutely do not have to see the same physician to do that, and I actually might be receiving medication that poses greater risks to my health than the medication that's involved in a medication abortion. The fact is that when most folks access healthcare, they are treated by a team of qualified healthcare professionals, and there is no medical reason to require the same physician to be handing out the medication that was prescribed. For example, what if my cardiologist had an emergency and had to be somewhere else? I mean, you would not expect me to have to come back and see that same physician to simply receive the medication that I'd been prescribed. So this is a really unique restriction, and honestly, the intention behind this restriction is to make it more difficult for women in the state to access abortion care.
We're talking about the law in Wisconsin and abortion. Mike Murray of Planned Parenthood is with us. Here on the Ideas Network, we're taking your calls, your questions about medical abortions and whether you think state laws should change or stay the same. 800-642-1234 is the number. You can also email ideas@wpr.org. I'm Keely Boltina, and our conversation continues here on The Morning Show. Our conversation is about abortion access, from state laws to women's health care in a pandemic. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Keely Boltina. Guest Mike Murray is President of Government Affairs and External Regulations for Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin. He's answering your questions. Want to hear about your experiences, too, at 800-642-1234. What kind of stigma do you see abortion carrying? Have you had an abortion, and how has that affected your life? Now's the time, 800-642-1234, or you can email ideas@WPR.org. Mike, you just compared abortion care, specifically medical abortion care, to other procedures, for instance, a heart event. And yet, Kristen Knupson, who's the legislative director of Wisconsin Right to Life, said that abortion is not health care. She said it cannot be compared to a biopsy or to even a, you know, a birth control procedure. What do you have to say to that?
What I have to say to that is that I think that we can all acknowledge that folks may have different personal feelings about abortion care, and some people might actually might have conflicted feelings about that. But what the vast majority of people can agree on is that deciding whether or not to have a family or to end a pregnancy is one of the most personal decisions that a woman can make. And the person who is in the best decision, in the best position to make that decision, are women who are going to make that decision for themselves and for their families, and that decision should be left to women and the healthcare professionals that are providing them care. The fact is that 77% of Americans want to make sure that women continue to have access to this type of care. They do not want to see Roe versus Wade overturned, because people realize that this is actually incredibly personal and necessary care that lots of women in the state of Wisconsin and across the country need. And the fact is that, you know, just to contextualize this a little bit more, is that our state laws in Wisconsin have made it incredibly difficult for women to access this care. 96% of Wisconsin counties do not have an abortion provider in them, and 2/3 of Wisconsin women live in those counties. So that is a real and substantial burden to accessing necessary care for women across the state, and that is why we are in court right now challenging these types of restrictions that make accessing this care incredibly difficult for the vast majority of women in Wisconsin.
We're taking calls at 800-642-1234, and Katie in Madison wants to join the conversation. Hello, Katie.
Hey there. Just wanted to say thank you. I had a question about, how the Plan B pill compares to the medical abortion pill when women can buy that over the counter and administer that themselves. I'm just curious about the difference, how that works and why it's got a different legal requirement.
Katie, thanks for the question. We really appreciate your call. Mike, what about that?
So I think, thanks, Katie, for your question. I think what Katie's asking about is what most folks would call emergency contraception. Mm-hmm. Emergency contraception is a different type of medication than the types of medication that are provided for a medication abortion. Emergency contraception actually is similar to other types of hormonal contraception that actually prevents a pregnancy from occurring. The type of medication that is used for medication abortion is actually used to end the pregnancy. So they are different types of medication, and you know, anything beyond that, I think, would be beyond my level of medical expertise.
Sure, but one you can use before conception, one after, and they're different
right.
things, which is one of the reasons they do have different restrictions in Wisconsin. Is that fair?
And I think, possibly other side effects as well.
Sure. You mentioned all of these reasons that Planned Parenthood is in court right now when it comes to access. If you're successful in this lawsuit, how would that expand access to abortions across Wisconsin? What would that look like?
So, as I said before, abortion access is incredibly restricted in Wisconsin. I was at a national conference a few years ago where I was on a panel, and the panel was Wisconsin and Texas, because Wisconsin is sort of considered to be a peer state to Texas as far as the severity of our abortion restrictions. And I'm not sure that's how everyone thinks about the kind of status of abortion laws in Wisconsin. So we have really significant restrictions that have greatly diminished the ability for folks to provide and access this care across the state. So if Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin was actually successful in this lawsuit, and all three of these laws were struck down, and on appeal, if that decision was appealed and the decision was upheld, That would mean that far more patients across the state would have access to this care, because we would be able to integrate medication abortion care into our 24 health centers across the state, which means that women that need this care would actually be able to access it at the Planned Parenthood Health Center that's either in or near their community. As I said before, you know, 2/3 of the women in the state don't live in a county where they have a provider who can provide this care to them. And if we are successful, it would just greatly expand the availability of this care to women across the state.
We're looking at Planned Parenthood Wisconsin's lawsuit against laws that the organization says make it harder to access abortions. We've got Mike Murray with us with Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin. Republican state lawmakers tried and failed to hire their own lawyers to defend Wisconsin's abortion laws because they didn't trust Attorney General Josh Call to do it. Planned Parenthood endorsed Call in the 2018 election. Why did Planned Parenthood file this lawsuit shortly after Call was elected?
We filed this lawsuit because the lawsuit was filed based on what we think are the merits of this case regarding the existing state statutes. It was something that we had been examining for a long time, and the reason that we filed these is because these three specific statutes are incredibly burdensome for patients to access the care that they need, and we believe that is our obligation to make sure that we are advocating for laws and changes to laws that serve the needs of the patients in the communities that we serve across the state.
But these laws, they aren't necessarily new, right? They didn't go into effect and then you filed suit right after.
Correct. One of these laws has been around for a decent amount of time, and a couple of other laws are relatively new, passed within the last 10 years. But based on additional decisions that had come from the U.S. Supreme Court that demanded that there be some additional scrutiny from courts about the medical justification and the evidentiary record in support of these types of restrictions, we believe that it was important to file these lawsuits when we did.
Do you think you have a better shot now than you did in years past?
I mean, the reason that we filed this is because we think that the case law and the facts are on our side to hopefully overturn all three of these laws.
Abortion is a polarizing topic, and you've acknowledged not everyone agrees with the same ethical considerations, and that hasn't been our conversation. But I do want to know how you think people in Wisconsin would feel or handle the fact that Planned Parenthood Wisconsin could prevail in this suit.
Well, as I mentioned before, you know, folks have a wide ranging have a wide range of personal feelings about abortion care. But what we also know is that despite the fact that some people might have personally conflicted feelings about abortion care, the vast majority of people want to make sure that women are able to access this care when women believe that they need this care, and that when they do access this care, that they are receiving accurate information, and that they are receiving high quality and safe health care. And that's exactly what we're proposing with this lawsuit, is that we want to make sure that women have access to safe and legal health care when they need it. And the fact is that every time we see polls around this, over 75% of the American public says that they want to make sure that, regardless of their personal feelings about abortion, that they want to make sure that women have access to this care when they need it.
I understand that the other side thinks they're right, that you think you're right. What does happen, though, if you lose in court?
Well, if we lose in court, we'll continue to do what we always do, and that is making sure that we are doing everything we can within the confines of existing laws to meet our patients and our communities where they're at and provide them with the health care that they need. I know that this conversation is largely focused on abortion, but Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin provides a really wide spectrum of health care to patients and communities around the state. We provide comprehensive family planning services, STI screenings and treatment, well person visits, cancer screenings, and really important community health education. So we're going to continue to provide all of those services in the best and most effective and safest way possible. For for the foreseeable future, regardless of what happens with this lawsuit.
Mike, thank you for breaking this down for us and helping us understand your perspective.
Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Mike Murray is the Vice President of Government Affairs and External Relations for Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin. He's also the Executive Director of Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin, which is the nonprofit organization's advocacy arm. And we've been talking about a lawsuit filed in January of 2019 that challenges several Republican-backed state laws, including one that allows only doctors to perform abortions, including medical abortions. Up next is news. Then we'll talk with a reporter from the USA Today network about the state of contact tracing in Wisconsin and a new app that can alert people who may have been near someone with COVID-19. I'm Keely Boltina. Thanks for being with us on The Morning Show. You're listening to The Ideas Network.